Well, folks, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it's time for High Plains Outdoors. How about this music, Western Swing and other things? A great way to start the weekend. And I enjoy being here with you every week. I want you to know that. We're going to be on a little bit more serious topic today. I know everyone from Nebraska to Texas has been hearing about the poisoning proposal using warfarin on wild hogs. Well, our guest is Mr. Will Herring. Will, honestly, is probably as attuned to what's going on down in Austin as anyone around. He's in the middle of it. And Will is going to be our guest. He's going to give everybody a very updated synopsis of what's going on with this hog poisoning proposal. Will, thank you for being with us, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Luke.
Give us an update, buddy. I know that there's a lot of positive things going on to stop this nonsense. Kind of give us an update where we are in Austin right now.
Yes, sir. So the thing that we're really working on right now is trying to get a bill passed that would require studying this poison before it's used. And what we've discovered is there's no public studies, no third-party studies, and the only studies that we think have been done were by the company trying to sell the product, and for some reason they won't release those studies. And so we've got a lot of support down here, and everyone is just saying, let's just study it. And to give you a quick update, there's 150 House of Representatives in Texas, and 111 of them have signed on to support this bill. In the Senate, there's 31 senators in Texas, and we've got 8 that have signed on to, by support, I don't mean just support it. I mean they're co-authors and co-sponsors. And so most people agree that why don't we just study it first? There's so many risks, and that's what we're working on down here.
Well, my hat is off to you. I know you have been very instrumental in organizing this from the get-go. The Texas Hog Hunters Association somebody had to step up, and you, my hat is off to you guys. I've done everything I can do to help support you in what you're doing through my writing and through the different radio shows that I do, because I think it's just, it's a terrible idea. And I'm not a biologist. It's just a bad idea to put poison in the ecosystem. But I'm sure that I just have to believe that common sense will prevail, Will. And, study it. I mean, and I would think after the studies are done, if a university or, the folks with the sheepskins, let them look at it. And even then, I could not imagine using warfarin as a way to control hogs. It's just we're kind of rehashing an old topic, but trapping, selling the meat to meat buyers on a larger scale than what's being done, hunting on a controlled deal where the people in the field hunting are licensed, if you will, certified. In other words, have maybe a bank of farmers and ranchers, and then a group of hunters that are organized. That makes a whole lot more sense to me,
Well, I agree, and there's less danger involved. And I'm glad you mentioned that. You weren't a scientist, and neither am I. But the Texas Veterinary Medical Association came out supporting this bill, and if we're going to trust anyone, it's probably them.
Yes, and I know many other organizations, Texas Wildlife Association, which is, I've been a member of that, I write for their magazine, Texas Wildlife. I mean, those guys, they didn't immediately jump on board, but once they did their research, they decided, hey, this is a bad idea. Will, we don't have a lot of time in our show today, but thank you a lot for giving us an update. Let's hope that common sense prevails and that we don't put this poison in our woods and waters,
Yes, sir. Well, thanks for having me on, and I'll keep everyone updated.
Today's High Plains Outdoors was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Snap-Lock Hunting Blinds, Air Force Air Guns, Purina Mills, Smoking Tex Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Darton Archery, Hogman Outdoors, Pyramid Air, and Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT Night Hunting Scope.